All right, it's that time. Our buddy Hembo, Hembo Knows, segment producer for Get Up. Hembo, good to have you, pal.
What's up, guys? How we doing today?
Everything's good. I know that we're going to do some football, but I wanted to ask you, I'm sure you saw the debacle yesterday with the Cards and then, of course, Kershaw coming in relief. And I know you do a lot of breakdowns on that. How historic was this with Kershaw? And, you know, we talk about guys, you know, we had a guy here, Sergei Bobrovsky, in goal for the Jackets, whose regular season record and postseason record were so dramatically different until he finally got us over the hump last year against Tampa. Kershaw's in that category, isn't he?
Yeah, I'll give you a taste of the disparity. So right. ERA plus is a statistic that adjusts a pitcher's ERA according to his ballpark and the ERA of his league. And by that standard of measure, guys, Clayton Kershaw is the best starting pitcher of all time in the regular season. And as bizarre as this is to say, Kershaw owns a 12.27 career ERA in the postseason after the sixth inning. That is the highest mark of all time. The two home runs he allowed in the eighth inning yesterday are as many as Mariano Rivera allowed in his entire postseason career.
So why is he put in a position to fail? If that's his history, they just think he's going to finally be okay?
Well, because he's so dominant otherwise. And even though he's not the same Clayton Kershaw that he was 5 years ago, he's still a damn good pitcher. And he threw three really effective pitches in to end the seventh inning. They rolled him back out there. Two pitches later, he's gone, and the ghost of Christmas past returned.
Gosh, that was so depressing to watch, seeing him in the dugout, Hembo. Like,
yeah, man.
Anybody that has a heart, like, even if you're not a Dodgers fan, watching a guy that's been that good just – you'll fail like that on a big
stage. But there have
been
guys that have done. I mean, Dwight Gooden was very bad in the World Series in 86, and he was the best pitcher around, the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, but not for a 6-7-year period.
I understand that. That's right.
Most of these guys exercise their demons at some point, and it's fair to question now whether Clayton Kershaw ever will. Like, this might just end up being on his tombstone. I pray to God that it's not the case, but at this point, it's certainly looking like it.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Rothman, like over at the Library of Congress or wherever, someplace in Washington, Hembo writes the bios for all the players that they put in there. So maybe, Hembo, you can put that literally on his
postseason choker, says Hembo.
Yes. Yeah, during the next Baseball Americana, I'll be able to adjust my copy to be a little bit more forgiving. But look, it's brutal to watch every year, and it's like you see this movie every time. At this point, this is like the ninth version of it.
All right, so on to some football here, Hembo. Give us some good news about Baker Mayfield, if there is any.
Well, one area in which Baker Mayfield thrived as a rookie was his passing to the perimeter of the field. But he has been dreadful this season, despite the addition of Odell Beckham Jr. Mayfield has yet to throw a touchdown against two interceptions on passes outside the numbers and has been 30% less effective on those throws this season as measured by QBR. He is 3 of 10 targeting OBJ on those passes over his last two games.
Boy, I mean, he had the worst game of his early career against the 49ers. We know that. I mean, the passer rating was under 14. It was not good. But, you know, have you guys done anything? And I don't mean to kind of blindside you here. How was he done in batted balls? Are guys talking about that? Because of his size and anything, has he been anything out of the ordinary in that department, do you know?
No, not terribly, yeah. Because he's always finding himself rolling outside of the pocket. There's no one to bat his balls. But one thing we have noticed is that he hasn't had the same ability to step into his throws because his tackles are so bad. So Baker Mayfield last year did have a little bit more time and a little bit more ability to use his feet in the pocket without being able to really drive, because he doesn't have extraordinary arm strength, without the ability to really drive the football down the field using his lower half. This is why his numbers in this area are so down. His passing between the numbers is actually very comparable to what it was a year ago, but it's the perimeter passing that has to improve. Otherwise, these guys are going to be playing with half a football field for the rest of the season.
All right, locally or in Ohio, Cleveland.com did put a poll out. I'll let you take a live vote in this on why Baker Mayfield is struggling this season. Do you think it's A, because other teams have figured him out, that they finally got a look at him? You think it's his offensive line that simply is a sieve that can't protect him? Or do you think it's Kitchens and the play calls that have failed him? Where would you vote?
I would actually say A. And I would say A because we've seen this happen so many times with first to second year quarterbacks. The league is so smart and adjusts year over year so well. Freddie Kitchens hasn't done him any favors, nor has the offensive line. But objectively, Baker Mayfield's performance this season has been awful, and there's plenty to pit directly on him, in my judgment.
All right, good stuff there. Bobby and I watch Russell Wilson, and we're just in amazement of him. And he's a guy that I thought he'd even have a better running game this year with Carson, and I guess it's coming on a little bit. We voted on MVP. I said that Christian McCaffrey is the most underrated player in the NFL. And maybe it's because, you know, we've seen so much of Russell Wilson that maybe we just expect it. And maybe that's a negative for him, that we expect him to be this good. Where do you stand right now on MVP in the NFL?
Christian McCaffrey is the most outstanding player, but for my money, Russell Wilson has been the most valuable. He is completing 65% of his balls on attempts 20-plus yards downfield, guys. That's higher than Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers' completion percentages on all their passes, okay? Wilson is completing more than 70% of his balls and averaging more than 9 yards per pass attempt.
Wow.
Joe Montana and slinging Sammy Ball are the only players to ever do that in a season.
Wow, that is amazing.
That is historically high. I mean, usually if you're cracking 8 or even getting close to 8, Hembo, on your yards per attempt, that's great for a quarterback.
Do you think that Sammy Baugh would be better than what they have at quarterback right now? And I'm not talking about Sammy Baugh of yesteryear, but you think like 90-plus-year-old Sammy Baugh for Washington, do you think?
Perhaps, but I just have to say, I don't have a lot of Sammy Ball analytics to bring to the table today. But I don't know that I've ever seen a better deep ball thrower than Russell Wilson, Bobby. The way he can drop that football in a very tight window and in those buckets, like the touch and feel that he has for those balls is extraordinary.
Tonight is a rough one because it's a
I got an updated rundown, Rob.
Yeah, we slipped one past.
Hembo,
he got some extra time. He got
his advanced analytics.
His other call got moved back.
Hembo Plus.
And so
$9.99 a month.
It is.
Oh,
or it's $9.99.
Bargain at any
or
price.
It's 99 cents a minute, depending on if you're calling in. Kirk Cousins, Rothman's guy.
Yeah.
He loves so much. I know you've got some terrific stats. To really dial in on why he's been thriving so much this year.
Yeah, I'm an Eagles fan, man, so I had to slip this one past you.
Revenge is coming.
It is no secret that Kirk Cousins struggles against good opponents, and the numbers suggest you can make a few bucks at his expense this weekend. As Vikings quarterback, Cousins is 1-8-1 outright and 1-8-1 against number against teams with a winning record. Doug Peterson has covered 10 of his last 13 games as a dog, dating back to week 4 of the 2017 season. Those are two awfully good trends for Eagles bettors.
What was the you like that game? Can I get that guy?
Vikings quarterback.
Yeah, that's right. I need one. I need a you like that game as a Viking. You're right. That doesn't surprise me that he has not won games where he's not supposed to win. That he's not that guy. I did think he was an upgrade over Keenum, and I thought he was a necessary evil because I thought their window is now, and I thought he was better than Keenum. Did I think he was worth $80-plus million? No. I just thought I'm so desperate, and the Vikings are desperate, and when are you going to have a team like this again? And if you can upgrade the most important position on the field and feel decent about it. Plus, here's the other thing. They were giving him Dalvin Cook was coming back. They were giving him a running game, and that's why it's been so disappointing to me. Is that the running game, the problem with it is they've been so desperate for a running game, they've gone overboard almost with the running game. And so now the receivers are ticked off and this and that. But that doesn't surprise me about Cousins. It doesn't.
1-8-1, dude.
Yeah, that's awful.
That's ugly.
Now, maybe if you get this team into the tournament, into the playoffs, that with their defense and running game, and if they get a little home field advantage along the way, hopefully, although the Packers look so strong right now, I can't imagine anybody winning the division now besides Green Bay. But we'll see. I mean, Cousins has gone through adversity now. Bobby and I both trust him in the game at home this weekend. Which is interesting.
Well, this is an enormous. This game will probably matter.
Well, we picked him.
I picked
that
him.
Means we trust him.
I trust Dalvin Cook and their defense.
I will say this though: this game could definitely have implications because if neither are division winners, this could be like a tiebreaker head to head type thing. The Eagles have already lost to the Lions and to the Falcons, so the Eagles can't afford to take another conference loss. And the Vikings are in a similar boat with how good that division is.
You know, his completion percentage this year is better than his career number.
Yeah, because Bobby, you're calling him Captain Checkdown, right? That's what he's doing now.
Yes. Well, I mean, I got the best research around. Real
pretty
quick,
good.
Before we get out here, Hembo, thoughts on tonight's game and the Pats and their 17-point spread?
Yes, the Patriots have played the easiest schedule in the league so far, but that should not take away from what has been an extraordinary defensive showing up to this point. New England has played, guys, get a load of this. New England has played 66 defensive drives and allowed 2 touchdowns and no passing touchdowns. Further, Patriots opponents have averaged 17 yards per drive For context, their opponent tonight, the Giants, they've allowed a league-high 38 plays of 17 yards this season.
All right, that's really good stuff, but I think you said it early, Hembo, about their schedule. The quarterbacks that they've had to face so far this year.
Got to face.
They've got to face.
Yes.
It's a gift, not a must.
They've played a Big 12 schedule.
You said they had to face.
Yeah. But these are still NFL teams, and to not have a lot of passing touchdown yet is a remarkable statistic for the 2019 season.
I know, but I mean, think about who they've played. So they've faced
Miami.
Josh Rosen and Miami. They didn't have to face Darnold, so they faced Luke Falk. Right. Let's keep going down the list real fast.
Josh Allen.
Now they did face Josh Allen. That was a close game,
but he's not great. And they knocked him out of the game. He threw three picks.
Although the funny thing is they did get Roethlisberger, but they turned him inside out in the opener, and then they get Danny Jones.
Jones might be the best quarterback they face this year. If you're going to throw a week
over Allen,
yeah, I think he's better. I mean, yes.
And then they took on Colt McCoy. So, I mean, I'm not saying their defense is...
Take on a whole new meaning.
Yeah. So, are you laying the points tonight?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we are
absolutely
too. Hembo, great job, buddy. We love it. Thanks, man. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Later, boys.
All right, thanks. That is Hembo from Hembo Knows, segment producer for Get Up on ESPN.